On the show today, we have the Foundation's very own Gigi Hyland and Visa's Doug Wheaton talking about their organization's partnership and the National Credit Union Foundation dinner presenting the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards taking place at the GAC here in a couple of weeks. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and boy, do we have a show for you today. We have the Foundation's Gigi Hyland over here. You are in Madison, actually in Madison, Wisconsin today, right, Gigi?
I am, Mike. I am officially experiencing Madison in wintertime in February, and it is quite cold, and there's a lot of snow. Ergo, the whole turtleneck attire. So,
looking great.
It's awesome. It's a sunny day. So
you are dressed. You've dressed the part for sure. So, and we have Mr. Doug Leighton from Visa, overlooking San Francisco Bay. How are you, Doug?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Washington, D.C. wasn't cool enough for you, so you had to head up to Madison, right?
That's it.
All right. Well, let's heat up this conversation with some really cool talk about the Foundation's dinner presenting the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards. Did I say it right, Gigi? Because last year I got it wrong.
It's a mouthful, I know, but yes, you did, or you rocked it.
Okay, cool. All right. And that's going to be taking place at the Marriott Marquis Hotel Monday evening, March 11th. And obviously Visa is a big part of that as well. But before we get into the whole Visa Foundation partnership, Gigi, I want to start with you about the dinner, the awards, and what's on the docket. Who's being honored this year? Kind of give us a quick rundown of what's going to happen.
Well, thanks, Mike. And sure. We so appreciate you coming. You are wonderful and generous to be there on our red carpet as interviewing all of our credit union stars.
That's so much fun.
So we appreciate all of that. This is, people call it the credit union prom. I don't prefer that. I prefer the Academy Awards for credit unions.
Yep.
It's always an amazing night of celebration and celebrating people who really live and breathe the credit union difference and who do that through their actions, both at the local level, regional, state, national, and international.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, we always have a tremendous lineup, but this year is also really, really special. Yeah. So we have Diana Dykstra, who is the president and CEO of the California Nevada Credit Union League. And we have Crystal Long, who is the president and CEO of GECU down in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Nusenda Credit Union Foundation, which is in New Mexico. And they've done some amazing work as well, particularly in microcredit and building capital for small businesses. So it's a really diverse group of awardees. And I think it'll really show the diversity of what people can do when they care about other people and how they leverage credit unions to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to forget that there's a very special award that's being presented as well, and it's the Anchor Award that our foundation board of directors chooses to give on a not very frequent basis. Okay. And Brett Martinez from Redwood Credit Union will be receiving that for all of his incredible work dealing with the wildfires and the money he raised and the people that he helped.
Yeah.
And so that's a very, very special award, and we're really delighted to honor him as well.
Oh, can't wait. I'm already getting goosebumps thinking about it. I can't wait to go for this year's. It's just going to be, it's great every year. And Doug, go ahead.
Yeah, that's amazing. You've got such a great list of honorees, and I'm really thrilled that you took the step to honor Brett, because the work that he and the entire Redwood Credit and the foundation did to support the fire victims from last year's Wine Country fires was truly, it was heroic and really amazing. So I'm glad that you're taking that step to honor him.
And you, that's like almost in your neck of the woods, pardon the pun, Doug. You're like right there.
Right here, yeah.
So Doug, I mean, speaking of which, I mean, tell us, what is Visa's part in all of this? Obviously, you and the foundation have been working together for a while now. So what is Visa's part in all of this?
Well, we are thrilled to be a sponsor of the event again. And, you know, but our partnership goes much past just this, you know, particular dinner and the awards, the Academy Awards.
I love it.
Because we each share a common purpose around financial well-being and financial wellness. And so we do a lot of work with the foundation in addition to this particular event to help partner on initiatives that drive financial literacy or financial inclusion. I think it's really interesting that you chose Nusenda and the work that they're doing with micro and small business, because that's another area that we are very focused on, is creating opportunities for micro and small business to succeed, and recognizing that the credit union movement is probably best positioned to make that happen.
No doubt. No doubt. Anything to add to there, Gigi?
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, a huge shout out to Visa for being our presenting sponsor for 2 years in a row now. 2 years? Am I missing one? Doug, oh my gosh, 3 years in a row.
Third year in a row.
Gosh, see, I'm getting old and doty here, old credit union age, but 3 years in a row. And, it, you know, Mike, it really started as I have to give a shout out to Mark Meyer at Filene, who really sort of did the matchmaking between Visa and the foundation in the conversations around the work they were doing to find out what are the best products and services to really reach minority households, an effort that Visa had funded and was really interested in and is still interested in. But it's how do we leverage some of the work that the foundation was doing around non-prime auto lending and how might that fit into that effort? That really started the conversation, not only vis-a-vis the awards dinner and how that was an opportunity to bring in younger talent, the Crashers, who we all know and love, to see what does it look like to be in the credit union system? What does it look like to be a professional in the credit union system? And why are we honoring these people once a year? What does that actually mean? What's that all about? And so Visa has been very generous in bringing Crashers to attend that event and really experience as a young professional what it is that we're celebrating in terms of credit union values and principles and execution of that to really help people ultimately. But as Doug intimated, we've had the opportunity to be together at the Chicago Fed for their Money Smarts Week and have an opportunity to really talk about financial health in the context of what credit unions do and some of the challenges that credit unions face. And so it really is an ongoing dialogue, a very dialogue of how we can find synergies in the payment space and the card space, but also in the work that we're doing at the foundation on financial health and making sure that those things all link together ultimately for the goal of improving people's financial lives. So it's been a very robust collaboration. We look forward to it for many years to come, hopefully.
Indeed. And the results, I mean, do you guys want to talk about results real quickly? Because, I mean, some of the things that you guys have done together, I mean, you mentioned it already, Gigi, the Crashers, you know, Visa, you guys, I mean, Doug, you guys have been a huge part of the Crasher program. And Gigi, you were like an early proponent of the Crashers, I think the first or second year they started. I remember you were on board with that. And so it looks like Visa kind of took that ball and ran with it. I mean, do you guys have any other type of results type stuff that you want to share? I mean, I think you alluded to a few of those right there, Gigi.
Doug,
you want to go?
Let me start with the Crashers and the unique intersection between the Crashers and this particular event for me as being somewhat of a transformative experience. Before Visa was a sponsor of the dinner, we did invite a number of Crashers to come to our table. We had a table. There was a table of 10 or 12, and there was only four Visa employees that were going. So we opened up the remaining spots to a group of Crashers. So we invited eight Crashers to our table. And not only was it for me that my first experience at the dinner and to see the spirit and the collaboration and the excitement that that dinner sort of brings together for the entire year within the credit union movement, but also that was magnified by all the Crashers that attended and to see, you know, as Gigi noted, you know, see them experience this type of event. And of course the GAC more broad and the level of enthusiasm that they had for the credit union movement and for their particular credit unions. And they were passing out business cards and they were linking in and they were asking, you know, if we could continue this dialogue. And we did. And for me, walking out of that was a moment in which I said, you know, we have to do more as a company. We have to do more to work with the foundation on financial wellness and financial well-being. We have to do more to support the Crashers and their mission to expose the, you know, all the different facets of credit union management to younger talent so that they can continue to grow within the movement. And so it's, for me, the dinner is a really special event because it was a period in which I sort of personally, and I think on behalf of Visa, made a pivot of how we could better support credit unions. That, and of course, in addition to the various other events and the materials that we have shared to help the broader notion of financial wellness has been, I think, you know, particularly impactful for me.
Indeed. And as you know, as we all know, at the dinner, the Crashers table, thanks to Visa, is probably one of the beacons of energy in that place. I mean, you guys always pointed out, and they are just beyond thrilled to be there, to put it lightly. So it's really fun to have those folks there. So very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. What are the goals here, Gigi, with the partnership and obviously the awards and the dinner and just kind of the overall? What are some of the goals that you guys want to achieve? And I think, again, you alluded to a few of those in your previous response.
Yeah, so I think, so with respect to the crashers, kind of going back to that, you know, Mike, I remember when the first group of crashers came to the GAC, and it was a rocky road to get them there. There was a group of folks that were, and I was on the NCOA board at the time. They were just, you know, I'm probably going to get into trouble for things. So, you know, what are these young whippersnappers doing? Why do we want them here? And I remember deliberately in my remarks from the main stage as an NCOA board member saying, you know, just stand up and all everybody else in the audience, turn around and look, this is the future of our credit union system, of our beloved union movement. And they're here because they need to see what we are, and we need to keep them in the system, and we need to engage them in the system. And so it's really been my joy and pleasure to be part of that, and to, you know, honestly, to almost be rejuvenated by them, because they're just, they're so excited to be there, and they're so empowered around what they can do when they get back to their shops and what they can do with their careers. And I think part of the effort with visas, how do we support that as we think about, you know, keeping good people at credit unions, keeping the war on talent, if you will. So again, I'm kind of stealing Filene's phrase, but how do we keep good people here, and how do we engage them for a longer career and growth within the credit union system? So that certainly is one goal that we want to continue to measure impact. I think the other one is financial health. There's so much opportunity around linking people's, you know, financial place in life with all of the ways that they can be financially healthier, including payments and including obviously credit card usage, but also knowledge of how to use the credit card and use it to your advantage in a way that really empowers your financial well-being. So kind of more conversations around that and more work on that as we go forward. So that's from my perspective.
Goal for our organizations is to drive greater financial literacy, greater financial inclusion, leading to financial wellness. And like I said before, the credit union movement is really well positioned to do that. And so our partnership with the foundation, as well as with credit unions as a whole, has really been a big driver of that type of activity. I also would say here that the symbiotic relationship that Visa, the foundation, and Filene have has also led us to step up our support for the War for Talent Center of Excellence, which is another important research effort to help drive the much of what CUNA is working on right now around creating more awareness of credit unions. This is making an awareness of credit unions being just a great place to build a career. And the crashers are an important element of that. When you take the best and brightest from the credit union movement and expose them to these different events and the different types of management decisions that executives or more folks within the credit union world have to face every day.
Yeah, I mean, we keep talking about, you know, CEO succession plans, because there's obviously a big, you know, CEO exodus going on right now with new blood coming in. So, but I think we need a kind of an industry-wide succession plan. I think that's what the crashers represent right there. They represent kind of a, you know, a piece of the puzzle here that keeps this industry, or gets it younger, so we can keep moving on and on. So I mean, I think what you guys are doing is absolutely beyond stellar. So just, guys, keep up the good work, and I know you will, but a little bit of a pep talk here.
Well, Gigi said it's energizing working within that space, and it's energizing working with the crashers. And at every event that the crashers and the Visa partner on, there's always an opportunity for me to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to the crashers. And it's not something that I dread, because it is always exciting to hear them and to hear their experiences and to see the future of credit unions there in that room.
Very cool stuff. And there's 100 of them there this year as well. 100 crashers at the GAC this year. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, there is. And Mike, just to kind of tie it back to to the foundation dinner, I think, you know, the last comment I would make is that part of what's so exciting about having the crashers there and having, again, this collaboration with Visa on, you know, bringing young professionals to the table is they, you know, they have this obvious, I think we all do, but obviously millennials get this rap of, you know, I want to pair my expertise with doing good in the community, and I want to be able to make sure that whatever work I do pairs those two things. And the opportunity for them to be able to see that in living color and be able to understand that this is a place they can do that is even more incentive for them to then go back, and we've had this happen, either go back and attend our development education program or go back and bring a leveraging the credit union difference session to their credit union to say, you know what, we may not be living our values as much as we can, and here's how we do that in 2019 and beyond. And so it has this incredible ripple synergistic effect by exposing them to all of that. And so, you know, again, all good, but I don't want to lose the longer term impact of what that revised thinking really can take them and where that can take them.
Indeed. Doug, anything to add there?
There's no better event than the foundation dinner to see the good that credit unions do in their communities and to honor the people that have built their careers there and created positive social impact in the communities that they serve.
Yep. Yeah, this dinner is definitely a first class event, and just absolutely look forward to it every year. It's the highlight of my GAC for sure. So it's really wonderful. It's really well done, and you'll be laughing, you'll be crying, you'll be hugging the person next to you. It's such a feel good event. So I'm getting goosebumps, Gigi. Oh my gosh. So having said that, let's come full circle here. How can folks who haven't signed up yet, my gosh, how can they sign up for the dinner? Where do they go and what do they do?
Yeah, so the easiest way is to go on the National Credit Union Foundation's website, and that's ncuf.coop. And over on the far right, you'll see events, and you click on that drop-down menu, and you'll see the Wegner Dinner. And all of the information is there for signing up or buying a sponsorship and attending. It is a ticketed event, so you do need a ticket to come in. But we welcome anybody and everybody who wants to come in and join us for the celebration. Indeed. So, and again, we're so appreciative to Visa for being our presenting sponsor and for supporting us in this effort. It'll be a great night, and we look forward to welcoming you both.
Indeed. Look forward to it. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll see you in 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, something like that. So it's going to be here before you know it. All right, guys, thanks again.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.